Good Tuesday morning. Today is February the 19th. It is 8:03 in the morning, and we are here to seek God's face and to know his heart. I'm so excited to be here with you this morning. God woke me up extra early, so I've been just soaking in his presence. I've been listening to the new Shane and Shane album where they're talking about the old hymns. They're going back through and singing the old hymns and just being refreshed and washed by his presence. And so it, man, if you don't do that from time to time or every single day, I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. I'm a mess. Hopefully I can make it through this devotion this morning without just turning into a puddle of tears. But we are going to talk about, we're actually starting a new Bible plan. And you know, I've been praying for the last couple of days as I knew that yesterday, Identity, we finished that up. So that was just an incredible devotion that we had. And so this morning I just felt clarification and that we were ready to dive into this plan. And so I've changed the Bitly link. If you want to hop over to that, the new Bitly link, it will get you directly to our Bible plan. But the title of our new Bible plan that we're doing is God is Good, So Rise Up and Get Free. God is Good, So Rise Up and Get Free. So, you know, as many of you know, my word for this year is goodness. It's goodness, and I have it on my wrist, and just a daily reminder of the goodness of God. And you know, sometimes we get wrapped up in, we get so wrapped up in the things of this world and the cares of this world, and we find ourselves away from the goodness of God. And what do I mean by that? I mean that we get ourselves consumed with the things of this world, so we don't focus and realize, or maybe we take our focus off the goodness of God because we want to focus on our problems. We want to focus on what's going on with us, what's wrong with us, instead of focusing on the solution. See, God's the solution. God's the solution to everything. But the reality is we have to release our trust. And we can't release our trust until we know our identity and we know whose we are. And everything that we've talked about really since the beginning of 2019 has just been about seeking his face and knowing his heart. And I've said that every morning, and I feel repetitive and I feel redundant. But at the same time, isn't that what we are called to do? Aren't we called to seek his face and to know his heart? Because if we do that, if we seek his face, nothing else matters. No distractions matter. No financial woes, no marital woes, no prodigal woes, no woes at your job. Nothing else matters when we seek his face. And then we know his heart. We know what he thinks of us. We know how he thinks. We know how he wants to use us. We know how he wants nothing but goodness for us. And that's what we're after. That's what we're after for the next couple of days. We're just going to dive in and we're going to learn about the goodness of God. Are you excited? Are you excited to listen to this over the next few days? Hop on that Bible plan. Read that with us. We already have four people on. We have two overachievers already. They've completed day one. So we're starting day one today, but they've already read through. And so I'm excited to be able to share that with you and read the Bible together. Bring that accountability into our life. So the devotion goes like this. It says, good all the time. God is good. All the time, God is good. John 10, 10 through 11 gives us this truth. The thief does not come to except to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Is your concept of God that he is good sometimes, but not all the time? That sometimes he is a blessing to you, but other times he is the source of your troubles? If so, I want to put that notion out of your heart and mind today. Jesus came to give us an abundant life, while the devil, the thief, wants to steal, kill, and destroy. God is always a good God, and the devil is always a bad devil. I remember as a young Christian, I ran into another new convert in the park one day. He looked troubled, so I asked him what was up. He told me he was sick and he had just received some bad news as well. Then he went on to tell me that he was at the Bible study the day before, and they told him that God was doing all of these things to him. It had shaken me to think that God was the source of his troubles and that he was responsible for all the troubles in his life. A lot of people tend to think that way, but it's just wrong. God is good all the time. The Bible says in James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. There is not the slightest degree of variation in this. God is good, and the gifts he gives are good and perfect gifts. I'm glad they don't just stay in heaven. God sees to it that they make their way down to you and me. God is good all the time. I don't know who out there needs to hear that. I don't know who out there needs to trust in the simple fact that he is good. And God gave me a quote. It was probably 3 weeks ago. I wrote it down in my mirror. Actually, Christiana did. But I said, if we think of anything less than good, we aren't thinking of God. If we are thinking anything less than good, we aren't thinking about God, because God is good. And it sounds cliche, and it sounds, oh, Cody, I've heard that all my life, but do you believe it? Do you believe it? Because if you believe it, you will walk in that. You will know that as attacks come up, you'll know where you need to go. You'll know that it's not God punishing you. It's not God spanking you because you were bad. It's not God reprimanding you. Yes, there are consequences for our action. Yes, there are things that God will allow to happen to grab our attention and to draw us back to him. But in the end, when all is said and done, when the destruction has come, when the locusts have come to destroy the crop, just like Job, God is good. If you need to repeat that to yourself 100 times today, repeat it. Say it out loud. Write it on your arms. Write it on your mirror. Put it on the background of your phone. I don't care what you have to do. But if you think of God, of anything less than being good, you are not thinking of God. You aren't. And I'm here to shake you up this morning. I'm here to break God out of that box. I shared a post before I went live. It was at 7 o'clock this morning. You've got to get God out of the box that you have him in. You have to get him out of the box that you've put him in. He will only operate at the ability that you allow him. How much do you want him to operate in your life? If you want him to operate fully and completely in your life, and you want to be sold out, and you want to lay yourself down, if you want to die to I like we talked about last week, if you're ready to do that, he will exponentially explode in your life. Watch what happens. But if you're all right with, all right, God, well, I'll see you on Sunday. I'll pray when I need you. I'll give on Easter and Christmas, then that's all you'll stay in. That's all you'll stay in. You'll have the God in this nice package box. But there's so much more. God is good. God is good. Let's get into scripture. John 10, and we have already talked about this. The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. And then we have the next scripture is James 1, whatever is good and perfect is a perfect gift coming down to us from our God, our Father, who created all the lights in heaven. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. So it's a short devotion this morning, but it's powerful. You have to know that no matter what, no matter what the enemy whispers to you, no matter what you've experienced, God is good. The experiences that you've gone through, whether they're your fault, whether they're an attack straight from the enemy, whatever that looks like, you have to remember Romans 8:28, that God will use that situation. God will use whatever's happened to you. He will use it for his glory. I was talking to a man Sunday night at the revival, and he said, "Cody, you know, I've received freedom from anxiety. I've received freedom from depression. But now I'm experiencing new trouble." And I said, "Well, of course you've been delivered of anxiety and depression. So now the enemy is going to try to attack you in different ways." But what I told him, and the reason I'm sharing this, is that he suffered. Listen to me clearly. For 35 years of his life, he lived in the bondage of anxiety and depression. From 8 years old, he suffered depression. Tried to commit suicide and succeeded. His heart stopped. But he was delivered from that 2 weeks ago at the North Georgia Revival. And I released into him, I said, "You have to understand that the calling and the purpose that is on your life is so strong because the enemy is trying to take you out. The enemy is trying to take you out. So if that's you, if the enemy is bombarding you today and he's telling you these lies and he's trying to get you to believe him and not believe the word and not listen to what I'm sharing with you, reach out to me. I will stop what I'm doing. I will come to you and pray with you. And I will release the freedom that I have into you. If you need that, I'm literally a message away. I will be there." But he is a good God, and he will use whatever situations that we've gone through to bring glory to him. So rest in that today. Walk in that truth today. And know that if we are thinking of anything less than good about God, then we aren't thinking about God. Amen? Amen. Let's get you on your way to start your day. Hop on that Bible plan. Bring accountability. Get in the Word. Get in the Word. There's no excuse. It's so easy. "Well, I don't have a good Bible." Guess what? I don't even know how many different versions are on the Bible app. Any version that you would want. And it's free. And then these Bible plans, we can comment and we can talk about what is God sharing with you in this Bible plan. So hop on. There's no reason not to. Father, we thank you so much for this wonderful day. We thank you for Oh, Lord, we thank you for the word that was released. Father, I pray that as we walk through our day today, that, Lord, that this would just be on the forefront of our mind. Father, that we would walk in the peace. We would walk in the trust to know that you are a good, good Father. You're a good, good Father. You're nothing but good. Father, I just come against those thoughts right now in the name of Jesus, that as those thoughts are bombarding your children, Lord, I just command them to stop and cease in Jesus' name. Father, I just pray a protective barrier, the blood of Jesus, over the minds of the people that are being bombarded right now. Lord, that the blood, that the enemy can't penetrate the blood, just as the blood in Passover in Exodus, as the death angel passed over and took the firstborn of the Egyptians, Lord, in the blood of the Passover. Lord, I just speak that right now. I release that right now. That as your chosen ones are being bombarded with these negative thoughts, Lord, bring them fresh water. Bring them fresh water. Just let them drink from the coolness of you, Lord. As you let us lie down next to calm waters. Oh, Father, I pray that you would just bring a just bring a revelation today, just a release of the revelation that you are good, that you are good, that you are good. You are nothing but good, and you want only good things for us, Lord. It's us that get in the way. It's us that pick up the bad things that hurt us. It's us that makes the decisions that turn from you. Lord, I pray that you would just put that in our hearts, that you would reveal that the Holy Spirit would show us, Lord, or that we would stay close, that we would draw near to you as you draw near to us. Father, we ask for forgiveness of our sins. We thank you for the divine appointments today. We thank you for your favor, your unmerited favor that's over our lives. We thank you for your grace that allows us to walk in stride with you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that's guiding us, that's comforting us, that's counseling us, that allows us to walk in the power that you've given. Lord, thank you for going ahead of us. I release blessings over those that are listening today and those that are listening in the future. And Lord, we take up the full armor of God as we prepare for today. Lord, we love you. Thank you for being good. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful day. We will see you tomorrow.